When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about remembering the good times with a narcissist. Focusing on you. So Matt Pfeiffer said this before, y'all. I know I've said this line before. Manipulation doesn't work without a handful of good times. It just doesn't. Y'all can see I'm back filming in my living room again because I got her right now. She is chilling. But manipulation does not work without a handful of good times. It just doesn't. Because so many people hold on to the good times, to the beginning of the relationship with their narcissist, to, you know what I mean, to just how when you want to go back to when things were good, you know, and you want to hyper focus on it because the narcissist has shown you that they can do it, right? They've shown you that they have the capability, the possibility of being everything that you want and need. They've shown you that before, time and time again, from the beginning of the relationship, when they were love bombing the steam off of you, when they were clapping cheeks, you know, clapping cheeks here, there, everywhere. You know what I mean? But a lot of people get caught up and hyper focused on the good times, and focusing on the good times kind of fogs up the bad stuff. It kind of makes you gloss over the bad things, or it kind of makes you minimize the bad things that the narcissist has actually done to you, what they've actually done to you over an extended period of time. So many people get caught up in this. In the world of dealing with this, that you just focus on it. You're just like, okay, if we can just get back to the beginning, everything will be great. You're 10 years into it now. You're 20 years into it now. You can't go back to the beginning. Because yes, people do change over time naturally, but narcissists change to become more of who they actually are. And then 10 years into the relationship, they are who they are. 5 years in, 1 year in, 6 months in. And so many people, you hold on to the good times. You just imagine that maybe if we get married, we can go back to the good times. Maybe if we have, you know, maybe if we have kids, we can go back to the good times. Maybe if we do this, we can go back to the good times. Adding things to the relationship does not make you go back to the good times. It actually can make things worse because they have you trapped there now. They have you there for the rest of your life. So many people think having kids is just an 18-year commitment. Just like, oh, 18 years and I'm done. 18 years, 18 years. No. I know Kanye West said 18 years, you know what I mean? But it's not 18 years. It's the rest of your life dealing with this person, or the entire life of that child that you make, or those children that you make together. Or if it's your parent, you know what I mean? Or if it's your kid, or if it's your sibling. This is the rest of your life. It's not something you go away with. But so many people think if you add a child to a toxic, terrible ass relationship, like that's going to make it better. No, children take up time, effort, energy, and they add stress. Yeah, you love them, but they add stress. You know what I mean? So children, if children are adding stress to the relationship, if children are adding additional stress to an already stressful relationship, to an already toxic situation, What makes you think that's going to get any better? So many people keep, I see that in my comment section all the time, and people just like, oh, I was young and dumb and this is that. I just let them convince me that having a baby would fix us. Now they've moved on, they've remarried, or they have kids by somebody else, and now I'm stuck here to deal with this baby, and they torture me and don't let me move on. Stop ignoring the red flags because you're focusing on the good times. If you're 3 months into a relationship and they start flashing up those red flags, yeah, the first 3 months were good, but red flags should not be ignored. Don't gloss over them because they can clap your cheeks really good, or they can put the cheeks on you really good. Don't ignore them. Like, so many people ignore and just blow. Y'all be blowing my damn mind so much. I'm just like, it's so like, social media is catering to narcissists so much. It's so easy to manipulate people nowadays because so many people, y'all want to see the best in everybody. You want to see the best. I just want to see the best in them. I know what they can do. I see the good in them. And then what if there's no good, y'all? I know that they're a good person beneath the surface. I know because they used to treat me good because I remember the good times. I know they had the possibility of being a good person. What if that was fake? What if they're not really a good person and the person that's treating you like shit right now is actually them? What if it's them? What if I feel like you have to come to the realization that people don't change like that, especially if you're dealing with narcissists. So focusing on the good times and how they used to treat you and not how they actually treating you, how they're making you feel right now, will keep you in this toxic ass situation for a very, very long time. Will make you lose a lot of friends and family. Will make you, will put you by yourself on narcissist island without a boat or raft to get off the island. You can't shoot up an SOS into the sky. You cannot shoot up an emergency flare if there's nobody looking for, because you cut everybody off because you decided, you know, you would rather focus. Maybe we can get back to the good times. Maybe they're right. Maybe my parents and my friends and everybody else is wrong about them and they're right about themselves. So everybody is wrong about this person except for that person, right? Even you. You agree with them, but you trust this person above everybody else because of the good times. Because we had good times and I see potential. I know that they can treat me good. I'm going to focus on the good time. You're going to live a life full of despair, turmoil, and unhappiness. And you're going to try to blame the narcissist. The narcissist lied to me. They lied. They've been lying to you from the beginning. You can't blame them for the blame them for the first, second, third, fourth lie. You can't blame them for the 400th lie that they've told you. You can't do that. Because now it's on you. Now the ball is squarely in your court. It's absolutely in your court right now. 100%. The ball is in your court right now to deal with this person. It is. They've been lying to me for so long. You know they're lying now. You've been woken up. You've been red pilled. Y'all see a little head off my shoulder? They see you. You know, you've been woken up now. You've woken up out the matrix. You see them for who they really are. Now take action. Whether that action be leaving or staying, that's completely up to you. It is 1,000%. Up to you. What do you leave or you stay in a relationship like this? It really, really is. I don't tell everybody to leave. I think people just come on my page. It's like, you just tell everybody to leave, but if your wife stay, what makes you so special to leave? But why can't we say what happened? I'm not telling you, don't leave. Don't leave. You leaving or staying does not affect me at all. It's like, well, you change, Lee, but you seem like you get better. Your wife stay. So why can't our people who are better than you? Okay, they better than me. You stay with them. You deal with them then. You do it. You know what I mean? You focus on those good old times and you ignore the bad times. You put your blinders on to the bad times. It doesn't affect me. I've been feeling like people just like, Lee, you do it, blah, 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 boom, 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 beep, 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 beep. I want to see y'all win, but not to the point where I just care too much and I end up losing myself. I can't do that, y'all. So the more you focus on the good times, the more you're going to experience the bad times and minimize the bad times and take away from the value of the actual bad times that you're experiencing. This toxic relationship is not going to end on its own. It doesn't get better. It just doesn't. Like this is it, y'all. Are you willing to accept this person for who they are right now? If the answer is yes, then yeah, cool. Go stay with that person. But then you can't complain to everybody else who you've been talking shit to this person about. You know, you can't complain to them anymore because they don't want to hear it. They're like, oh, you said you were cool and fine with who they are. So earmuffs. Stop focusing on the good times because manipulation does not work without the good times. If it was 100% bad, it would be easy for you to leave. Like, damn, there were never any good times. They never did anything good for me. It would be easy for you to walk away from that type of situation. But because there are good times mixed into the, you know, good times are mixed into it, it's a lot harder then. It just is. 100,000% is a lot harder. But the more you focus on the good times, the more you give the power dynamic shifts into the narcissistic person's hands. It just does. It really just does. So you can say what you want to say, do what you want to do, but like it just does. Stop focusing on the good times. Acknowledge that the good times happen, but you need to acknowledge that the bad times happen too. Because as a narcissist, I want you to focus on the good times. I absolutely want you to focus on the good times because I'm going to keep bringing them up. Every time something bad happens, hey, you can't say I never did anything good for you. You remember the good times? Hey, you remember we did this? I'm going to start sending you pictures of the good times. When some bad times happen, I'm going to send you pictures of the good times so you remember the good times. It's not all bad. It's not always that. So you can start saying things like that. It hasn't always been this bad. It's not all bad. So you can start repeating that sentiment that so many people in the world, they repeat. It hasn't always been this bad. It's not that bad. You're going to keep repeating that until the destruction of yourself. And again, the narcissist is not going to care. They're going to move on to somebody else and leave you broken and shattered. And they're not going to care. And you're going to want closure, and they're not going to give that to you. You're going to wonder what was wrong with you. What could you have done differently? Why did they treat me this way? What did I do wrong? What did I do to them? The main thing you did wrong to a narcissist, you loved them. You loved them throughout their flaws, throughout their evil, throughout their deception, throughout the lies, the manipulation. You loved them through that, all of that. And they took that as weakness. They took your love as weakness. They took your empathy and your forgiveness as weakness. And it's like you signed a permission slip to be treated terribly by them because they don't care. Like, okay, you're cool with it. You're not going to hold me accountable for all the terrible shit I've done for you. Oh, here's some more good times. Focus on the good times. Focus on the good times. Hey, look at the baby. Look at the baby. Look at the baby. Vince Vaughn. But y'all got to stay strong. You have to. Because like 5 years from now, if you're still in this toxic situation that you don't want to be in, if you want to leave, but you feel like you're not strong enough right now, you feel like, hey, get out your mouth. You're going to feel like, get it out your mouth. Sorry, y'all. She put the big one in her mouth. 5 years from now, you're going to look back at this time and wish you were a little bit stronger. You just are. You're going to look back at this time period and on May 11th, 2022, you're going to be like, damn, I wish I was a little bit stronger. Then I wouldn't have actually wasted these last 5 years trying to fix this person that I knew was unfixable. I wish I was just a little bit stronger. You're going to be wishing that. You're going to wish it. Now, again, you don't want to look back. Regret is one of the most painful things that human beings can experience. You're going to wish that you were a little bit stronger. You're just going to wish it. Be stronger now. Don't wish it. Anyway, y'all, I got to take her to gymnastics. It's gymnastics day. Anyways, y'all, stay blessed. Stay empowered. Stay strong. You got this. Be a little bit stronger. You got this. I promise you. Anyways, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.